Who says we'll never lead with the fact that I'm a Marvel Cinematic Universe groupie? They won't understand. So I think these people are like me, where it's okay to put up your hand and be like, I like EDM or I like DC or Marvel, but it's the depth of the love, which is kind of like what you have because you're obsessed with Marvel.
No, but I'm. It's one of the things I lead with. Like, hi, I'm younger. I'm from Nelsville. I love Marvel.
Yeah.
I have a family.
They like Marvel too.
Yeah.
Yes, but you see, this is the thing. I guess there's the different kinds because these are the people who are like, I won't tell anyone. And then you're like, everyone must know.
Everyone must know. But then the one thing I'm ashamed of is I don't follow the comics. I should, because it's almost like watching the movie, but like not reading the book.
Every Marvel fan in South Africa. They're shaking their heads at you, Yanga.
No, they're not. There's
yes, they
a lot
are.
Of people can relate to what I'm saying.
If you're a Marvel fan, send us a voice note now, or even just a message. Are you ashamed of Yanga's lack of reading the comic books and only watching the movies? That's terrible.
You have to follow one universe.
Oh,
that's the
please.
Thing. There's thousands of universes. If I
can't trust you. You don't know. You don't read them. You don't know.
I think for me, it has to be Sesame Street.
Yes.
I go on YouTube and play Elmo whenever I'm having a bad day. So, like, yeah, it's really embarrassing because I'm, like, 25 and I'm supposed to be, like, you know, like a grown up. But
yes.
Elmo still cheers me up, guys. And I have to listen to the Elmo song.
Aww.
Yeah.
But there's nothing wrong with that, just like me and my Barbie.
I don't know about your Barbie, but Elmo's amazing. He's actually one of my favorite, he or she, or they, actually I'm not sure. But Elmo is my favorite Sesame Street character. Elmo's so funny, guys, especially when Rocco gets brought up and they ask him questions. Like, they're like, Elmo, what do you think about Rocco? And Elmo will be like, Rocco is a rock.
But Elmo's a puppet. Barbie, at least, like, there's a real life make of Barbie in a little bit.
Elmo's not a puppet. Elmo was literally interviewed by Jimmy Fallon.
Puppet.
No,
the puppet.
Hey, Five. What I can say that I'm ashamed of right now are my friends, right? Yeah, that's the only thing that I can say. Right now, my friends.
He doesn't lead with his friends. They're like, who are those people? I don't know them.
They're my friends.
Cousins. The cousins I got forced to take with me when I left the house.
Ignore them.
That's terrible.
Okay, so I'm Luscious and I'm in Cape Town.
Ooh, Luscious.
And what people don't know about me,
yeah.
I find comfort in watching true crime. So that's like my happy place. Like that channel on DSTV 171 is my happy moment. True crime. And yeah, that's just my weird love and comfort.
Look, I know a lot of people fall asleep to it, right? Particularly girls. But you said it's your happy place. This is where I'm getting worried. Like as if it's like an amusement park or like it's Barbie or like, I don't know, you're listening to Beyonce. Your happy place.
It can be. I also love true crime, dude.
But is it your happy place?
I don't know how to put this, but it makes me go, whoa, that has happened to people. I am safe. And then I go to sleep. You know what I mean?
There's worse things out there.
Yes.
Like, this is not funny. But
it's not. But that's what I'm saying. It can be your happy place.
Happy? Yeah, okay. It's fine. I'll just stick to my puppy.
Wow, Yanga, you are so spicy, girl. Damn it. Oh, my gosh. Bring yourself over here.
I like wearing socks, normal socks, underneath my school socks. And I don't really actually want other people to know. It's just comfortable.
I get that. I totally get that, my love. Wearing normal socks under your school socks. I used to do the same thing.
Why? Because the school socks are too thin.
They don't do the right job. Do you know what I mean? When you take off those long socks, you need just normal socks just for that normalcy. Just to feel like, okay, I'm a little bit normal. I'm not just a soldier going to work. Oh, not work, school. You know what I mean?
So you felt like a soldier going
yes,
to school.
Yes, every day. They were sending me to the troops. Wow. The trenches.
They sent you to the troops.
The trenches.
So you were like a sergeant.
No. Why would I have been a sergeant?
She was head girl. Don't let her fool
you. Oh, my goodness. You're so rude. My love, I get you. And I understand. But I get it. You see, we don't lead with it because people like younger judge us, huh?
No, you said they were sending you to the troops.
They did. They sent
me. So the troops are ready. They're waiting for you. That's what she said.
They did. That's how it felt like. Don't discount my experience.